It's Saturday, January 2nd, 2021. I'm Darren Sutherland, and these are the top stories for your hyperlocal news source, the Marietta Daily Journal and MDJ Online. Federal employee benefits for jobless Georgians to continue. Cobb Douglas public health official Dr. Meemark urges caution amid incredible surge in COVID-19. Two injured in a Wednesday wreck in Mableton. Man injured in an Austell wreck earlier in the month of December passes away. And the Credit Union of Georgia, well, they found the holiday spirit. They gave over $36,000 away supporting local restaurants in 2020. These stories and more on the January 2nd, 2021 edition of the MDJ Podcast.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Eligible Georgians will continue to receive the $300 weekly unemployment checks from Congress approved last week without a lapse, even though President Donald Trump signed the bill a day after the program's December 26 expiration date. That's right. If you were receiving the payments as of the week ending the day after Christmas, you'll get a check next week without any interruptions in unemployment benefits, the Georgia Department of Labor announced Thursday. The newly reauthorized federal benefits also will go to claimants receiving at least $1 in weekly state unemployment benefits beginning with the week ending January 2nd. The Labor Department is reviewing guidelines from the U.S. Department of Labor before distributing payments to claimants who exhausted all their benefits on or before December 26th. But a ruling should be coming out soon, Mark Butler says, as his team is working through the holidays to make sure Georgians are taken care of. We will continue to work with the U.S. Department of Labor on specific operational guidelines to set up payments for all claimants eligible for an extension, Butler said. But some of these guidelines include complicated regulations that require extensive system programming. While an additional $2,000 economic stimulus check for Americans supported by Trump and congressional Democrats remains stuck in the U.S. Senate, Congress did pass a $900 billion stimulus check package back on December 21st. The package included this extension of the $300 weekly unemployment checks that would have expired otherwise. Many of you have already received your $600 stimulus check, and that's good news. But meanwhile, first-time unemployment claims in Georgia fell by 7,713 last week to 18,960. Since the coronavirus pandemic first took hold in Georgia last March, the Labor Department has paid out more than $16.7 billion in state and federal unemployment benefits to more than 4.2 million Georgians, more than the total of the last 9 years combined. The good news is there's more than 164,000 jobs listed at EmployGeorgia.com. For Georgians to access, the Labor Department offers online resources for finding jobs, building a resume, and assisting with other re-employment needs, and businesses continue to grow. Like here at BG Podcast Network, we're always looking for good people.
Happy holidays from all of us at Credit Union of Georgia. This holiday season, remember, you deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. That's why we've taken the time this year to revamp our online tools to give you the safest options when it comes to your money. Open a personal or business account in just minutes. We have new digital tools like our mobile app to make your life simpler. We offer auto loans from 1.89%. Need a mortgage? Our team can get you a home for the holidays. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. Become a member today or apply for a loan by visiting www.cuofga.org. That's www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
The spread of coronavirus is higher than ever in Cobb and Douglas, warns Cobb and Douglas Public Health Officer Dr. Meemark. She urged cautious during this incredible surge with the highest number of cases per capita and hospitalizations at a record. Cobb's current case is 656 per 100,000 people in the last 2 weeks. Thursday, Georgia broke its record for highest number of Corona-19 cases reported in one day with 8,551. Cobb County saw a jump in 625 new cases Thursday, just under the county's latest record of 626 cases on Christmas Eve. Cobb's deaths from COVID-19 have been higher on average in recent weeks. Thursday, 5 coronavirus-related deaths were reported. Indeed, December 26, there were 6, the highest single day of reported deaths was May 28th with 11. Let's all take care. We'll have you specific numbers on the coronavirus pandemic on Tuesday's edition of the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Hey, by the way, a man was injured in a wreck in Austell. He passed away. That's right. A man injured in a wreck in Austell passed away from a wreck he was involved in on December 10th. Cobb police announced Thursday. The man, 30-year-old Khalil Harper of Powder Springs, passed due to a crash he was involved in his gold 2006 Infiniti G35. He turned left on C.H. James Parkway onto Humphreys Hill Road in Austell, and while he was turning, was struck by a 2017 Toyota Ram 4 that was southbound, driven by Jeffrey Nelson, 64, of Dallas. Austell police initially responded to the crash at 4:11 a.m. and requested assistance from the Cobb County Police to investigate. Harper, originally taken to Kennestone Wellstar Hospital with life-threatening injuries, was treated but passed recently, as we indicated earlier. Nelson, who was also in the crash, was transported to Cobb General Hospital for injuries with non-life-threatening injuries. Our prayers go out to the family of Khalil Nelson in that accident.
You can search all over America, but you'll find America's largest gun store in Cobb County, Georgia. Adventure Outdoors, proud supporter of the Second Amendment and the red, white, and blue, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day. Did you know Adventure Outdoors is also home to one of Georgia's largest shooting ranges? The Remington Range, with basic range memberships starting at only $25 per month, which includes unlimited lane rental, 3 free firearm rentals per month, free shirt and hat, priority lane placement, and guest passes. Adventure Outdoors also offers family, corporate, and group plans. One of America's top shooting facilities is right here in Cobb County, and for only $25 a month, you can be a member and receive unlimited lane rentals and so much more. Support the Second Amendment and your right to own and bear arms, and practice and learn at Adventure Outdoors Remington Range today. Adventure Outdoors, South Cobb Drive in Smyrna, or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
In an additional accident, which occurred Wednesday, two men were injured Wednesday in a wreck on Mableton Parkway after one fled a traffic stop. That's right, Mableton's Casey Jones. Well, Casey thought he could run from the law. He fled a traffic stop shortly before 8 p.m., according to Cobb police. While trying to exit Sierra Forest apartment complex on Mableton Parkway, he did not yield to oncoming traffic, colliding with unlucky 27-year-old Kerry Sullivan of Mableton. Jones was taken to Wellstar Kennestone with non-life-threatening injuries and was then taken to the Cobb County Adult Detention Center upon his release. Police said Sullivan, who was also in the accident, was taken to Kennestone with serious injuries. The Cobb County Police Select Traffic Enforcement Program Unit is investigating. Anyone with any information, give them a call at 770-499-3987.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. And right now, with the lowest interest rates we have seen in 30 years, now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
And in great news over the holidays in this past year, one of the Marietta Daily Journal podcast primary sponsors, Credit Union of Georgia, which has several locations in Cobb and Cherokee County, announced that in April, they begin catering lunches for local restaurants every Friday for their staff. And the staff loved it, they said. The lunches were to boost the spirits and show appreciation for all the staff's hard work during such a difficult and uncertain time. By providing weekly lunches and treats, the credit union has given over $36,000 to support local restaurants in 2020. The credit union officials said they didn't start out knowing the catered lunches would become a weekly occurrence for the entire year. However, after working with the first restaurant, the credit union saw an opportunity to support their community as the food industry was taking a major hit from COVID-19. Throughout 2020, the credit union worked with nearly 20 restaurants and continues to partner with more. One of those restaurants was Guthrie's Chicken, which has multiple restaurants located right here in Metro Atlanta. Speaking of local restaurants, on our Saturday edition of the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, Marietta Daily Journal managing editor and vice president of content, J.K. Murphy, usually does his around town segment. Well, J.K.'s taking the weekend off, and also taking the weekend off is our friends at Ted's Montana Grill. Shannon and the friends at Ted's Montana Grill at the avenues at West Cobb usually gives away a $50 gift certificate. We're not going to do that this week. We'll come back and do it next week when we have our around town. But anyway, go by the avenues at West Cobb and thank Shannon and her team for sponsoring the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, produced by BG Ad Group in Marietta, Jacob Sutherland, director. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and get the latest hyper-local news and information from Cobb County's news source, the Marietta Daily Journal.
This podcast is brought to you in part by AM 920 The Answer, Atlanta's home for news, opinion, and insight. Just go to am920theanswer.com to listen live. That's am920theanswer.com.